going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Best thing about working in sports media when you get into embroiled in a controversy is that there's probably going to be a new controversy tomorrow and another controversy next week. So people have long forgotten the fact that Jordan Schultz almost got into a fight with Ian Rappaport at the NFL scouting combine in a Starbucks, which was funny because Jordan Schultz's dad owned Starbucks. Yes.
Howard Schultz.
Howard Schultz.
Sorry, distracted. Somebody doing a very slick Photoshop of Alf as Peter Schreger, which another motif
Donnie doesn't
we're
see
continuing.
It. Donnie doesn't see it at all. He thinks it's like ridiculous that I think Alf
I don't know
looks
why.
Like Peter Schreger.
This one just looks like somebody actually got Grok to do it, but I feel like I retweeted it, Pony. I feel like you'll love it when you see it.
Anyway, so Jordan Schultz here, who's come on our show before, nice guy, trying to break in as an NFL insider, is pretty much Fox Sports' second biggest insider behind Glazer. But as you guys have pointed out, Glazer goes in these hibernation modes where we don't get a lot of like the day-to-day inside scoops from him.
If he were an NFL offense, he's going to go three and out a bunch and then hit like an 85-yard touchdown bomb.
Well, it's almost like Glazer gets saved for the special occasions now, like an NFL Sunday or draft night itself, and they like leave everything else to Schultz. So he puts out an NFL confidential column on the draft. And this is what he says about trades. We've had no trades so far. It's the first time, like ever, that there have been no trades before the day of the draft. Schultz writes, George Pickens is one intriguing trade name to watch. Pittsburgh has taken and made calls on the talented wide receiver who's now extension eligible. After paying Metcalf, league sources are skeptical the Steelers will pay two wide receivers. And now here comes a quote from an AFC GM, an anonymous one. It's just not in their DNA to spend that much on two wideouts. Pickens is more available than people think. And closed with this. Green Bay's been serious, and they're not the only ones.
Doesn't Green Bay have like a million receivers already? Jaden Reed, Dontavian Wicks.
But remember,
Romeo
before
Dobbs.
The Steelers traded for DK Metcalf, there were rumors that the Packers were very close.
So they're just
to
trying to
him.
Add every wide receiver.
They're trying to upgrade on the wide receivers they already have. And
I like their wide receiving core.
Well, maybe in the trade for Pickens, we could get one of the wide receivers that they don't like as much back. I just made that up. I don't know.
So then you're getting
true
like,
at all, but
you're getting a much later pick anyway. So that I mean,
there's
I planted my flag on the idea that they were going to trade him, that by the end of the draft or whatever, by the night end of the second night of the draft, he would not be a Pittsburgh Steeler.
And how are you feeling about that prediction right now?
I'm feeling better about it than I did maybe a couple days ago when it started, especially yesterday when it felt like Tomlin and Khan, to whatever degree you have to take like what they say at face value this time of year, seemed to throw cold water on it. I also was just trying to read the tea leaves, and it just did not feel like there was a lot of smoke or chatter.
Well,
Dulac
said
else.
In a chat that he wasn't getting traded. He went as far as to say that it was
really
not
move the needle for me one way or the other. If anything, it might have moved the needle in the opposite direction that
damn.
I thought he was. You're the one who said to another guest, "Yeah, Jerry's the biggest Steelers insider around, but he gets things wrong a lot."
He does.
I know he does. It's a fact. I'm torn because you know what? Schultz's report here makes me think it's as close to a 50-50 proposition as it can get. And what I mean by that is they clearly are open to the idea, if not actively trying, but it doesn't sound like they're just going to give him away for a song. I would imagine, Pony, that they want still somebody's second round pick. Probably what, like, sweet spot for them would be the 45th to 60th pick in the draft range, I think. Does that sound about right to you for him?
I mean, that sounds ambitious, but I would start there.
Closer to the 60th, probably. Maybe 60th to 70th is more realistic. An early third instead of a late second.
Because you still have to pay him, right? And if you don't want to pay him, you're in the same boat the Steelers are in, where you have a disgruntled rental wide receiver that you just paid a lot for.
The disgruntled part is the more important part. And you'd have to have your coaching staff and your quarterback somehow convince the player.
So
you're not getting paid, but you will get paid. Just be on your best behavior.
There's two parts of this that are really interesting to me. The first one is when Schultz says the Steelers have taken, okay, you take calls and you listen on everything. Making calls is different. There's a huge difference between those two things. Like you owning a home and not having a for sale sign out, but if someone knocks on your door and offers you triple the value of it, you sit down with your wife and you say,
"Honey, we have to consider this."
Yes.
If I'm putting a for sale sign out there, or I'm actively saying, "Hey, do you want to buy my house?"
Yes, they're making calls. That means George Pickens is for sale. You can't spin it any other way. That means that he is, like Schefter reported the other day, he is expendable. And he is being dangled as a trade chip to get the Steelers something that they want, which is the pick that they gave up for DK Metcalf or something close to it. The Green Bay thing is also interesting. Like, here is somebody, I'm not going to, again, question a person's reporting here, unless, I guess I did that with Jerry, so why am I picking and choosing here? I guess it's because I've watched Jerry get some pretty big things wrong.
Hasn't Jerry kind of occasionally thrown a barb in your direction, too?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, to each their own.
All is fair.
Exactly. I mean,
he doesn't come on our show. He's not allowed to.
He's not allowed to.
But we throw barbs at Cabali all the time, and he sits 5 feet away from me.
When I see Jerry, it's usually very civil, and I don't think either one of us are going out for cocktails with one another anytime soon.
Do you think if I run into him at the media day for the U.S. Open in 2 weeks that there will be any kind of exchange of words, civil or otherwise?
Interesting that my invitation to media day at the U.S. Open got lost in the mail, but that's okay. This report saying this comes from... Schultz is saying this comes from an AFC GM. So that winnows the list down to 15 because I don't think that Omar Khan is telling Schultz this. So then you have to figure out who among the AFC GM community would talk to him and have an inkling.
Wouldn't it have to be somebody that he did call? More than likely.
Possibly. And someone that has a good enough relationship with Green Bay.
To know
that Green Bay's trying to get him, or that maybe Khan said to this GM, "Hey, just to let you know, like, I already have one team that's very close in hot pursuit of George Pickens, and this is kind of what they're offering, and can you beat the offer?" Donnie, you've Green Bay's draft list of picks pulled up. Do they have all their picks? Do they have extra picks?
They do. They actually have 2 picks in the 7th round, which I think, so they have 8 total picks. Now, here's what's interesting. It's that they usually pick around where the Steelers are.
Yeah, because...
except the Steelers don't have that second rounder. They have pick 54 in round 2.
And then what's the third round pick?
87.
So, would you take 80... So, here are a couple options. 87 straight up. Or would you do a deal where you got 54... and then you sent Pickens and a pick back to Green Bay? Like, let's say Green Bay says, "All right, we don't really want to give you 54 straight up for George Pickens, but if you give us your 4th-round pick..."
So pick 121.
"...with Pickens, we'll do that."
That was the first thing I thought of when you brought this up, was would they need pick 121 to do this? So the Steelers have 21-83. I'm sorry, it's 122. So the Packers would pick back-to-back in that round. 157, 197, 239. I don't think 157 gets it done, do you? I would offer that first. I'd say Pickens and pick 157 for pick 54.
I don't think it. Well, I mean, we went through this exercise yesterday with the Cowboys, but it was also under.
All right, here's the question.
We're working under the assumption that Jerry Jones overpays.
He's not a rational actor.
The Packers are like the most rational, rationally run team in the league because they don't have an owner to answer to. They don't have someone who outranks their president of football operations and GM.
They've got 20,000 people wearing cheesehead hats sitting in cold, bleachers.
Honestly, people have said it's, if you're a football decision maker, it's the best job in the league because you basically get to run the league without like somebody barging in and saying you're drafting Kenny Pickett because he went to Pitt.
All right, let me do a hypothetical. Donnie, you are the Packers GM, Gutekunst. Is that how you say it?
Excuse me?
Brian?
Brian what?
How do you say his last name?
Why did you say it like that?
Because it's a weird sounding name.
You sounded like you sneezed when you said it. You're like, Brian.
I know I did.
It's like when you basically.
Gutekunst.
You basically did the.
Brian.
Yes, you did the like the verbal version of when Billy Madison had to spell Rizzuto in cursive.
Yeah.
I did there.
Yeah.
Okay, so you are the. Let's just say you're the. Donnie's the Packers GM.
He's the Packers GM. I'm Omar Khan.
Yep.
Hey, Brian, like to offer you. How about this? Pick 54 for George Pickens and pick 157. Say no.
Hey, Omar. No.
It's got to be pick 122 in Pickens.
Hey, Omar. Yes.
Wait.
No, you're supposed to say I gotta have pick 122 and pick.
All right,
I would say I'd offer 157 and Pickens for pick 54, and if they said we've got to have 122 and Pickens for 54, I'd probably do it. I think I would do that. That was the point of that tortured play acting session where Donnie debuted a new voice there. Gravitas laden GM. Hey.
Yes, we'll hear Judge Donnie at 5:15 or 5:30.
I wouldn't do it for anything under pick 122.
Excuse me, we still have Donnie at 5:30 with Judge Donnie, and we're still waiting to find out what is on the court docket today.
No one's even, as usual.
That's funny because I'm trying to figure
out. We're going to find out what's on the docket at 5:29. I'm going to find out what side I'm defending at 5:29 and 50 seconds.
Yeah, possible.
Very fair court here.
Judge has a loaded courtroom today with many other issues to resolve.
Pony, would you do that? 22 and Pickens for 54. Yes
yeah,
or no?
I would.
Okay. I think that's where we zero out here then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.